SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Millions of Americans facing below zero temperatures over the weekend. Storms bringing more Arctic air and snow. An estimated 95 million under weather warnings or advisories of some sort.
The sound of wind whipping the snow around Buffalo, where the Bills game was postponed, creating near blizzard conditions in upstate New York. Governor Kathy Hochul says wind is gusting up to 50 miles per hour and snow is falling up to 6 inches an hour.
I would say that the forecast of this storm really underestimated the ferocity of this storm.
National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor says the lake effect snow is also affecting other parts of the Northeast, while another winter storm bringing snow to the Rockies will eventually reach all the way to Texas with some very cold air.
This Arctic air mass that is beginning to overspread a large portion of the country will continue to move south and east over the next day. We're still looking at dangerously cold wind chills.
I'm Julie Walker.
In just hours, the GOP caucuses in Iowa will open their doors. Candidates over the weekend urging supporters to brave the bone-chilling cold and blustery wind to help carry them through the Republican leadoff voting contest. Meanwhile, former President Trump picking up the endorsement Sunday of the one-time rival in North Dakota, Governor Doug Burgum. Also at SRNnews.com, thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators at the White House Saturday.
Washington was one of several cities worldwide that held events calling for an end to Israeli military action in Gaza. Outside the White House, thousands gathered with people holding signs questioning President Biden's support for Israel in the nearly 100-day war against Hamas. The president has said Israel has a right to go after the terrorists who attacked on October 7th.
That's Greg Cluxton reporting. This is SRN News. On the to-do list of the World Health Organization, transgender guidelines.
Critics say what the agency is really concocting is not so much guidelines as an action plan for promoting transgenderism in every country on Earth. CFAM reports that the committee working on the project for the WHO is chock full of radical LGBT activists who are concerned about efforts in some places to prevent children from undergoing sex change operations, amongst other things. The guidelines may be released sometime this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-abortion forces in South Dakota going to try to enshrine the procedure in the state constitution this year via referendum. The state outlaws all abortions except in cases where the life of the mother is at risk. In fact, several states are going to consider abortion amendments in 2024 as Democrat advocates seek to place the baby-killing procedure beyond the reach of lawmakers in the future. This is SRN News. An Iowa principal who put himself in harm's way to protect students during a school shooting has died.
Authorities confirming the death of Perry High School principal Dan Marburger after the family announced it on a GoFundMe page. Marburger died Sunday morning after he was critically shot and wounded during the January 4th attack. An 11-year-old student was also killed in the shooting, six others wounded before the 17-year-old shooter apparently died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Jason Walker reporting.
The NTSB is investigating two incidents involving the Brightline train that killed three people at the same railroad crossing in the high-speed line's train route between Miami and Orlando on Wednesday and Friday of last week. Since Brightline launched the 160-mile extension linking South Florida to Orlando in September, there have been five deaths. More at SRNnews.com.